This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A jury in Minneapolis has handed down a guilty conviction Thursday in the manslaughter trial of Kimberly Potter. She's the white former police officer in the U.S. state of Minnesota who mistook her handgun for her taser and fatally shot black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter had pleaded not guilty to the charges of first and second degree manslaughter. The shooting of Dante Wright in April triggered several nights of protests outside the police station in a suburb of Minneapolis. Critics called it another example of police brutality against black Americans. Uganda on Thursday charged 15 people with offenses, including terrorism and aiding terrorism, over their alleged roles in bombings in the country's capital and elsewhere. The incidents took place in October and November and killed at least six people. According to a charge sheet seen by Reuters news agency, the 15 people are accused of intentionally and unlawfully making, delivering, placing, and detonating an improvised explosive device with intent to cause death or serious bodily injuries, or the purposes of influencing the government or intimidating the public. The attacks prompted the Ugandan military to deploy in eastern Congo in late November to take on Islamist fighters who have claimed responsibility for some of the attacks. The suspects were remanded until January 13th, when they will appear in court again. And three people died in a plane crash in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's South Kivu province on Thursday, according to the provincial transport minister. Six people in total were on board. The fate of three of them is unknown. From Washington,